Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with you. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, it's just you and me for a little bit. I've got... I want to continue to talk about this thing that we were just talking about with Brian Matamore about innovation and being innovative. Folks, I don't care whether you're a dry cleaners. I don't care whether you make soap at home. I don't care whether you have a manufacturing company. You got 100 employees or one employee or no employees. I don't care about any of that when it comes to innovation. If you're not thinking about what you can do about innovating and making sure that whatever you're doing is not about being cute. It's not about innovation. It's not about wowing people. It's not about creating a killer app. It's not about conquering the world. When we talk about innovation for small businesses, You might actually pull that off one of these days, all those things I just said. You might actually pull one or all of those off one of these days. That's fine. That's great. Congratulations. When I talk about small business innovation, I'm talking about making sure that you and your organization are ready to make adjustments. You're prepared to make adjustments in what you do and what your customers expect you to do for them. When I think of innovation, innovation is nothing without a customer perspective. In a small business, innovation is nothing unless it's connected to serving customers. Even if it's in the accounting department, even if it's in, the purchasing department, I don't care how deep in the bowels of your organization the innovation might happen. I don't care about that. It still has to be connected to a customer expectation. Somehow, dotted line or straight line connected to customer expectation. And the reason you have to innovate, there are two reasons why you have to always be thinking about innovation. Number one, we talked about that earlier, the velocity of change, how quickly things are changing. And the thing that's driving that velocity of change is the customer expectations. They now have the ability to demand different things, to demand new things, their preferences are evolving very rapidly, and so when you first thought about innovation when the very first time you ever thought about innovation, you thought about inventing an iPad, right, or penicillin or something like that, right? Well, folks, that's not what it's like in small business. It could be, but it's not very likely that it would be. What innovation is like in a small business is some teeny tiny little tweak. Maybe just moving, how about this? Move the phone number on the invoice to a place that's easier for them to find. Or how about this? Making it bigger. Make the phone number bigger. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an innovation. Have you ever done that? Have you ever picked up an invoice and you had a question and you literally had to hunt for the phone number? That's not being relevant to me as the customer. You need to innovate your invoice, your statement. And one innovation would be to make sure that the phone number is easy to find. Now, that's not one of my pet peeves. I'm just trying to give you an example of how tiny, practical, productive, successful innovation could be. Now, how would you know that the phone number wasn't successful on your statement? you wouldn't know it unless the customer told you that they wish that something about that. And guess what? They might not tell you if you don't ask them. So this, when I think about innovation in small business, it could be tiny, tiny, and it could be something you could decide today, right now, this minute. It could be something that you see that needs to be fixed, that needs to be changed, needs to be updated, needs to be improved. That's what innovation could be. It could be that small. So think about that as you look around your world, as you walk around your world, around your business. Think about that. Think about how you can make those differences in innovation. Going to take a quick break. It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me. There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on, the rising wind. We're going up around the bend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.